This is your home for the most news, traffic, and weather 24/7. Como News Radio.
9:46. Art Sanders along with you. Well, it's one of the most beloved movies of the holiday season. It's A Wonderful Life. The 1946 classic starring Jimmy Stewart, and Como's Greg Hirschold introduces us to a local author who sees some deeper meaning in the story.
You know the story. George Bailey wonders if his life has any meaning until an angel shows him what life would be like without him.
You've been given a great gift, George. A chance to see what the world would be like without you.
So what can we learn from the story? Well, here's Pastor Greg Osimakopoulos of Mercer Island.
All of us are like the main character in this wonderful story. We have hopes and dreams. We want to see the world. We want to build big buildings. We want to make a dent. And yet, like George Bailey, there are interruptions that come into our lives and opportunities to choose between doing our own thing and following our own agenda or responding to people in need around us. George Bailey is the example of that person who's willing to put his own agenda aside in order to serve the needs of those who need him at the time. And as a Christian pastor, I articulate a message that basically is what we celebrate at Christmas, that God put aside his kingly thing and came to earth as a servant in order to meet our needs. And so George Bailey becomes kind of a Christ figure for me as I make my way through the book.
His new book is titled Finding God in It's a Wonderful Life.
The man that originated the storyline that Frank Capra turned into a movie was a man by the name of Philip Van Doren Stern. In 1943, in the midst of the war, he wrote a Christmas card for his friends. That basically, it was a 2,000-word short story that he wrote for his friends, sent it out as a Christmas card, in which, against the backdrop of a world at war, he offered a message of peace and the impact that one life can have on another. That basically is what the bottom line message of the movie is that we all matter, we make a difference, and to try and think of what the world would be like without any one of us, we find ourselves unable to really grasp that because we are here for a reason.
And among the issues he ponders in the book is the adversity we all face in our lives.
Anyone that's familiar with the movie recognizes that whenever George Bailey enters the front door and begins to bound up the stairs, he reaches for that banister knob and it comes out of its socket. It's frustrating to him. It's a source of angst. As I thought about that, I thought, you know, there is a truth in that, that in all of us, there is something that doesn't quite fit. It isn't working right. It's broken. We're all broken people. And the message of Christmas is that we live in a world that has imperfections and flaws and needs a message that comes and glues us back together again and makes us one.
Pastor Greg Osimakopoulos of Mercer Island, he says it's a good time of year to count our blessings. Greg Hirschold, Como News Radio.